This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
For another episode of the Beards Bourbon Whiskey Podcast. Everybody loves BBW. You already knew that, though. Got the same cast back in the building. Shout out to my man's angry principal in the building.
What's up?
My man Bo holding it down.
Ashe.
And, of course, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Let's get back to the whiskeys, right? All right, so today, all right, we got one that I've never heard of. And it's distilled.
That's two of us. I've never heard of it either.
Right. Never even heard of it. And this is another thing I've never heard of. It's actually distilled in Alabama. Who knew that they was doing anything in Alabama other than hanging niggas back in the day? Right. All right, maybe we took it too far.
He would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
But angry principal, tell us a little bit about this.
But seriously.
Tell us a little bit about this hidden gem that you found, and it was Huntsville, right?
Right. So okay. I'm in Huntsville, and I'm riding around trying to find some food and things to do around Huntsville, and I found this place called Low Meal.
Gotcha.
And it was like, the best way to describe it is what Greektown and Trapper's Alley used to be back in the day.
For downtown,
a place for artists and everything that they could sell their things in the booth or whatever, and people would be able to come by and get their stuff. So this is an old abandoned warehouse that they refitted.
Okay, like an open market kind of situation.
It's an open market, but everyone has their own little office area.
Okay,
that they can sell everything. They can lock it up. Got doors on it. And
that's kind
of
dope.
It's really good concept.
Yeah.
You got some restaurants in there. You got all kind of artists. One dude's in there. He's a black guy, Vietnam veteran. He did all kind of patriotic stuff. But it also had a little bit of African American history in it. So you find some really talented artists up in there. So I'm walking them. I go through the first floor. I walk on the second floor. All of a sudden, I see the bourbon, the alcohol type of setup. I'm like, what is this?
There's whiskey.
Right. I'm like, he said Irons One. So I'm going to go on in here.
Exactly.
It's one guy in there. He's in there making everything.
Now, before this, had you ever heard of this?
Never heard of it. Okay. I just happened upon it walking on the second floor of Low Meals.
Gotcha.
So I'm walking in. I'm looking around. And a guy comes out from the back. We start kicking it. We start talking.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former aerospace engineer with NASA. Retired. Wow. And decided to start making bourbon.
Damn, so this is like some space age pimping right here.
Literally, his motto is one man, one whiskey. He didn't have any staff.
He obliged if you stepped inside.
Right, it was just him. It was just him in there. And he had
shout out to 8-Ball MJG, though. I'm just saying. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's by himself. He's in there making his whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
He had three expressions. He had a whiskey, a bourbon, and then I forgot what the other thing was. I think it was a gin or something like that.
Okay.
Now, he had sold out of the bourbon, which
gotcha.
Made me even more want to taste what was going on.
Gotcha.
So we had a quick, he gave me
so
a taste.
So this is the whiskey here.
This is the whiskey. Okay. So if anyone's trying to figure out what's the difference between bourbon and whiskey, it's the fact that you are you make the bourbon in new oak barrels.
Gotcha.
Brand new oak barrels, whereas whiskey can be put in anything.
In whatever barrels.
They can be steel, used
whatever.
Barrels.
Yeah. What the fuck you got laying around the house?
Yeah, right.
The minute you have a used barrel, it's whiskey. It's not bourbon. So
wow, okay. That's the first time I actually heard that. Okay.
So he
hey! You kids quit slamming my goddamn door!
Damn!
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He had, the bourbon had totally sold out. He said, the bourbon sold out, I'm not going to have it at least for 6 more months, whatever he told.
Right.
But he did have the whiskey. So I tasted the whiskey. It was pretty good, the quick taste. So I bought a bottle. The bottle cost me
$55.
Okay. I believe, yeah, $55 is what I paid for it. And like I said, it was Irons One. It's one guy, one whiskey, and he is sitting there doing his craft right in front of everybody with windows all in front of everything so you can fully see exactly the what he's doing.
It's a one-man operation.
Right. The setup is sweet.
It's crazy.
He's got the big vats for distilling and everything. Mm-hmm. There's three large pieces of equipment in there. And on the other side of the wall is the tasting room. We got a couple couches in there.
So inside this marketplace is his actual distillery.
Right.
Wow.
He's actually making the liquor
right there at the marketplace.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and bought a bottle. I said, let's try this. And then we'll definitely have to. So if you're in Huntsville and you get a chance to go buy Low Mills, if you're in Huntsville, you already know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Because this place is pretty massive. It's a large warehouse.
Yeah.
Old factory that they converted into this place, this spot. Yeah. Really, really nice. Every time I go down there, I try to go by this place just because it's a good thing to do for an hour.
Yeah,
exactly.
Waste some time and enjoy yourself and see some art and buy some couple things for the house. So, you know, if you're down in Huntsville, it's a good spot to go. But Irons One, definitely go see my man.
Who is Jeffrey Irons.
Jeffrey Irons. Yeah. And ask him about his story of how he got involved in.
That's Big Jeffrey right there.
Right. Big Jeff.
Big Jeff.
Right. It's a really good story.
My name's Jeff.
You'll enjoy talking to him.
Right. I'm going to, because it seems to be such a small operation, I'm definitely going to see if I can find him on social media and like try to make this connection. Because with it being a small operation, I'm pretty sure that he'll probably be the one who answers.
Right.
Yeah. So shout out to Big Jeff. All right, so let's take a look. Let's see what it is.
Right? See what old Jeffrey talking about here.
Right.
Pause for the cork.
Now that was a pop.
That was a good one.
That was good.
That was a pop.
That one was squeak.
Right. Damn, Jack.
Jack always fucking up.
Jack always
on some shit.
I mean, that legitimately was a good ass pop, though.
It was.
In comparison to what the Jack was.
But yeah, the setup for this was really top notch. I enjoyed what I saw there, and the conversation with him was pretty cool. I mean, even in this place, Low Mills, it's kind of cool because downstairs they got a place that they sell mead. They make their own mead.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
So you got
get your Viking on down there and shit. Yeah.
Like, literally, you could buy one of those Viking horns.
No
and
shit.
Drink one. Yeah, that was one of the things you could drink. You could buy from them. They got a bunch of vegetarian restaurants there. They have regular restaurants there. Plus all the artists that have their spaces there on the three floors of space. So shout out to Huntsville. That was actually a fun time.
It's funny because it from the smell, right? It smells, definitely smells, it almost smells like bourbon. So I know that there's not much of a difference, but it does smell a little more bourbonish. Also it smells, and I don't know if this makes sense, right? But just rolling it around, sometimes I try to see what the legs look like. And it smells thicker than it looks in the glass, if that makes sense. Like, it smells bold, but it doesn't look bold in the glass.
I mean, these legs kind of long. You feel me? Like,
I get
a fruity.
Oh, this is.
It's not citrusy, but I get like a fruity, almost like an apple, maybe pear type taste.
Pears. Definitely see the pears.
A little cinnamon in the smell.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me say this. Jeffrey, this shit is good. Big Jeff, this shit is on point. I like this.
This is not, yeah.
Oh. You can taste the apples now. Mm-hmm. Apples, pears, mm-hmm. stone fruit, but mm-hmm.
it's definitely, it's all good. Fruit.
And okay, so the Alabama style is the apple.
That's what it is. Okay.
That's the Alabama style of making whiskey. So it's got a more fruit forward taste on it.
Gotcha. Oh, this shit is all right. It doesn't linger as long as the Jack that we were just tasting.
But this is stronger than a 90 proof. It tastes stronger than
Yeah.
Now, this is what I would have anticipated the 100 proof was going to taste like. So of course there's a sweetness to it. So of course, yeah. Off rip, I like it. So this is what I'll say. Good.
The apples, the cinnamon, the pears.
This is what I'll say. I love the initial taste. I don't necessarily like the finish though.
Yeah, it disappears.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like the finish. Maybe I was anticipating it like going longer. It's almost there's a little bit of almost just a bit of char on the finish after it settles. But maybe I was expecting something else, I'm not sure. But I'm not excited about the finish, but it tastes delicious though. Like it actually tastes good. Like this is one of those sippers that I would say that I wouldn't want to mix it with anything. Mm-hmm. Like I would want to taste this. I don't really know what I would mix it with, but definitely the apple and the pear situation is in there. Probably more appley, but kind of pearish.
See, I feel a little bit opposite on the situation. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I would sip this, mm-hmm. But I would definitely.
You mix it?
Mix, yeah, if I wanted a mixed drink or mm-hmm. some kind of whiskey drink, you know, old fashioned without bourbon or something, whatever, you know.
Because of the fruit sweetness to it, it would definitely be good in old fashioned, for sure. Yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, yeah, for sure. As far as like an everyday sipper, I don't think I would make it an everyday sipper. It might, mm-hmm. it's probably something I would pull off from time to time when I want something a little different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, I kind of see it like, you know, I'm chilling on my deck or something like that. You know, it's summer, a weekend it's afternoon. Too, it's definitely summery
it's
for sure.
It's kind of summery. Yeah,
it's definitely a summer drink, I think. Right?
Yeah. It goes well with the cigar.
No, it does. It definitely.
Take away from it. Just yep. It all it has.
Because of the fruitiness, I can definitely imagine.
Again, y'all, I'm smoking the Opus X. I know I smoked one last week, but I like them, okay? Sorry.
I got another trilogy. But, yeah, so let's take a look at it. Because I definitely, with the fruit sweetness, I'm pretty sure it's going to pair well.
So it tastes stronger than a 90 proof.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit forward. If you like a fruity taste in your...
Definitely fruit forward.
You're a whiskey. And this is the way to go. This is really, really good.
This is good.
This is a good taste in whiskey, yeah.
So, yeah, again, I think I agree with what you're saying. I don't see it as a everyday sipper. Definitely a summer thing, though. Like, I could definitely see this on the back deck.
Since it's 81 outside, this would be the perfect thing to have.
This is, the perfect thing, yeah. While the sun's shining a little bit, you know, a couple of steaks on the barbecue. Yeah, I could definitely work with this.
It's definitely something I want in my cabinet, though, for sure. Yeah.
And I will say this again. Like I know we mentioned about the Jack that we did last week. I would have probably thought this was 100 proof more so than I would have thought the Jack was 100 proof.
So I agree. I tend to agree with that.
Maybe because of the kind of the char hug at the end. Maybe maybe that's what's doing it.
I'm just impressed. It's a whole one man operation. You know what I mean? Like this,
that too, though, right?
Like Jeff is working his ass off. You know what I mean? Like Jeff, you a hardworking dude, my guy. Like I appreciate you, dog. You a hardworking. This is pretty good here too, man.
For real. This is really, really good. Like I said, if you're down in Huntsville, Alabama, and you go to Low Mills, find this spot, Iron Ones, on the second floor. Definitely, it's right there in the middle of Low Mills, so you'll be able to find it. Worth the trip. Definitely worth stopping by for a couple seconds.
Okay.
And it's definitely
kick up a conversation with my man. Because his story is outstanding.
Exactly. So that was going to be my next question.
Ask him about the moon landing. Was it real or was it fake?
You know they ain't never been to the moon.
Maybe Jeff knows.
Right, Jeff knows.
Jeff knows.
So that was going to be my next question, right? Because you mentioned that and I was already thinking in my head. Obviously,
the moon landing?
No.
Oh, okay.
About the operation, right? About the operation that you mentioned. So this is the thing. Obviously, it tastes good already. Like, we can agree on that. But how much does the story into the preparation change how things taste to you?
Nothing. It's the fact that he went from rocket science to making whiskey.
I mean, some of
that to me is so, hey, such a...
Some may argue.
That's how complex whiskey making is.
I was going to say, some may argue that whiskey making is like that.
But he was telling me that it was a hobby for him, and then it just turned into something more serious. So just go by and have a conversation with my man, and he likes to talk, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's
not like you're pulling teeth trying to figure out what he's doing. He willingly gives the information. In fact, he was giving some information, some advice for me to give to my son for his foray into engineering. So I was happy I stopped by and talked to him. So really, really good conversation. Really nice setup. That's the one thing. The tasting room, and you can watch him actually working while he's making the bourbon.
And I think this is a thing too, though, right? Because obviously he was into he worked for NASA, right? So I'm pretty sure that he's comfortable wealth wise. So what I was going to say is that I think that makes a difference too, like, because with him doing this distillery process,
it's his passion.
It's a passion. Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing it to make a buck. And I think that kind of makes the difference. Yeah. And so this is what you would probably call like maybe a boutique whiskey, because like obviously it's not like in a grand scheme or a grand scale where he's distributing it. Do you think that something like this would lose its luster if it was a bigger operation?
Well, because he's doing small batch, he's doing single barrels.
It would have just been that regardless.
It's going to be that way anyway.
Gotcha.
If we go back and buy another bottle right now, unless it came from that barrel,
it's going to be different.
Different, right.
Okay.
It just so happens that this tastes wonderful.
It does, though.
He did a really good job on this, and if you get a chance, that's a spot for you all to check out.
Exactly. See, so it wasn't all... Okay, I'm not going to go there. So, I'm not going to go there with Alabama.
Hey, folks, so I'm just looking at the side of the bottle, and... Jeff says his philosophy. I'm not gonna read the whole thing to you. Just a couple sentences here. He goes, "I love making whiskey." All right, that's dope. Right. The only way I know how to make the best whiskey is to be totally involved in every step of the process. Jeff, you put your foot all in this motherfucker, dude. This is pretty good.
Hey, Big Jeff, salute to you.
Right. He said I can bring you the smoothest and sweetest bourbon mash whiskey.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's the sweet part. And it definitely is like biting into a very crispy granny's apple. It's good, though. Like, it's really good. And for me, again, like, normally I do like the sweeter whiskeys. Normally because of caramel or vanilla. The fruit thing isn't normally my, my niche. But I think this is surprisingly, and I guess I'll say surprising because I didn't know what to expect anyway.
Right.
And then just smelling it, I knew it was going to be a little bit sweeter, but I didn't know that it was going to be this fucking delicious. You know what? This is probably one of the few times that, like, this is actually really good. Like, I don't have a gripe. I really don't have a gripe. Like, I think it's really good. I don't know.
I don't have a gripe. Yeah. It's just, I would say... Just my personal preference, my palate, my taste buds.
Right.
It wouldn't be an everyday thing for me, right? It would be, like I said,
it's a summertime thing.
Yeah, summertime, maybe I'm heading out or something like that, make me a little old fashioned or some other kind of whiskey drink or whatever, And if y'all know me, y'all know I like the, what's them $300 coolers, what they call it? The Yetis, yeah. I got my little Yeti cup and shit.
Right.
If I put it in my Yeti cup, I'm enjoying it, okay? If it goes in the Yeti, yeah, it's pretty damn good. Because I don't put anything in the Yeti.
First of all, let me say this. That you the one that make me want a Yeti, though. For real, it's like whenever you have a Yeti, it's like the most delicious whiskey inside of it. So I'm like, damn, I need to get me a Yeti.
Yeah, Yetis are good. They are good, though.
Right.
I got two of them myself.
They are expensive, though.
Yo, any marketing folks from Yeti, holla at us.
I know one thing. Yeti, reach out to us.
Yeti, y'all got to do something on the price of them little small coolers. Those are way too expensive.
Are they?
Way
expensive.
But
they really work.
But they're so damn good, though. They work so well.
I'm talking about the cooler that you walk with. Yeah, to the room. Nah, that's too expensive.
They're like, some of them can be up to $300,
$400. Yeah. Cooler?
Yes.
So Yeti lost their damn mind on
that. They're good because people buying them, though.
I like the cups. I'll stick with the cups.
You stick with the cups.
Yeah. For $30.
Get you a nice 20-ounce cup for about... $18 or so, right. Yeah.
So before we go around one last time and get a review, let me go ahead and pour me another shot. We're going around the block this time and see what people are thinking about it. Anybody else need a refill? Or it's just me. It's just me drinking fast. Bo, we'll start with you this time, man. What you think? Out of five Black Power Fist, what you giving Big Jeff?
So, I got to qualify this a little bit. This has nothing to do with the taste or anything, right? Mm-hmm. It simply has something to do with the frequency of how often I would drink this and things like that, right? How, you know,
gotcha.
I give it a solid three, you know, Black Power Fist, bro. Like, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
It probably deserves more, mm-hmm. and I'm just giving it 3 only because I typically don't lean towards the sweeter whiskeys and stuff. I like that shit that makes you cough a little bit, you know?
Right.
You know? And again, that's just my personal preference, but this is a damn fine bottle right here, so I give it a solid 3 out of 5.
Okay, 3 out of 5. Angry Principal, what you say?
I'm going to go 3.25. Just because I enjoyed the experience of talking with Mr. Irons. That was
so that
fun.
Added to it.
That added to it, and then knowing the story behind it, I enjoyed it. Plus, I know that when I hit the deck, this is what I would take out there with me.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
You know, there are some that are definitely for winter. This is definitely a summer whiskey.
Yeah.
Definitely, it's perfect for whatever you're trying to do, especially if it's got a deck, a sun, a beach, or anything involved in it. If you're out in the outdoors, this is the perfect one for you. So I enjoy it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, too. And I'm actually going to go ahead and give it that full half a point. So I'm going to go with a 3.5. For me, again, obviously, the sweeter stuff is what I gravitate towards, and and it's surprising for me because it's a fruit sweetness and not like the caramel or vanilla that I'm used to. So normally I probably wouldn't rank it this high, but aside from that fruit taste, it's genuinely just a good whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and it's really got me curious as to what the bourbon tastes like. So I can't wait till that is available because I love a bottle of that. So
and you said he made gin too. I'm sorry, not to cut you off.
I believe it was gin.
Okay, because I'm a gin guy too. Yeah. So yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now see, that's the thing though. So Angry Principal has been telling me about, you know, some gins that are pretty good, and I haven't really stepped into that gin bag.
Because you got Bumpy Face on the brain.
Yeah, the Seagulls.
You
got to step away from the Seagulls. Hey, the folks at Seagulls, I'm sure they're fine people, right? I'm sure they're fine people. But
in real life.
I don't want your gin, okay? I'm sorry. Okay.
And see, that's my thing. That's my point of reference.
Yeah, you got that and Tanqueray on your brain.
And Tanqueray. So, yeah.
But some of these other companies out here, especially like the Michigan ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Detroit City Distillery.
Detroit City Distillery has nice gin.
They start off making gin and vodka because that's the quickest one they can do while they let the bourbon sit. So
exactly,
this is a good way. But Irons, good job.
Yeah, Irons, this is really good. And again, you know, I'm cracking jokes about Alabama because, you know, because I can. But I think this is probably a hidden gem in Alabama because I've never heard this. Like I've watched quite a few, you know, bourbon and whiskey review shows, and like I've never heard anybody even mention this. So shout out to Big Jeffrey, though.
I wonder if he's a Bama fan or Auburn fan.
Probably Auburn.
I would say War Eagle too.
Yeah, I would probably say Auburn.
So,
did you ask?
Since
him?
I lived in. No, I didn't ask.
Okay. You know, I was gonna say I thought you asked him.
Tuskegee is so close to Auburn, just 15 minutes away. I'm more
probably Auburn.
It's most likely Auburn fan.
Alabama, but my sister, she went to Alabama. My nieces, they both go to Alabama now. So,
okay.
Well, one just graduated and one's there now.
Okay.
So it's always, I like to make fun of them when they lose. But most times, Alabama is beating up Auburn anyway. So
right.
I don't even talk.
Hey, Auburn fans, you still got the kick six, though. Man, I still watch that to this day. That was crazy. Bama knew they had that game won. Psych.
And of course, we love to see Auburn. I had a couple of homies that played for Auburn, too. So I like Auburn, obviously. But Alabama, all right, we ain't going to get into all that. I just fucking hate Alabama. Like, I don't know why.
Get back to Irons one.
All right. So, yeah, let's get back to what we're talking about. Again, this is a great blend here. Is this one single barrel?
Single barrel. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, so this is a great single barrel. Definitely, if you're in the area, does he, I don't know if you asked him this or not, does he ship anywhere or do you have to be down there?
I did not ask that question. Because I was there, I just wanted
you
to
get
it.
You just got it. Yeah. I'm curious.
And I didn't see it at any of the package stores that they have in Alabama. I didn't see it.
Right, so maybe this really is like something you really have to pull up and buy it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let me spread some awareness to this thing. Like, if you in the Alabama area, pull up on, what is it called, Lowe's Mill. Pull up on Lowe's Mill, check him out, and the rest of the artsy stuff that's going
and
on
I
there.
Swear, if you don't buy something in there from one of those artists,
you're just not in the arts.
You just, you don't have no culture.
You don't have no culture, right?
they have some really quality stuff in there. Yeah. And you can actually see the people doing the work right then and there.
Right.
There are ladies in there painting or gentlemen in there painting mm-hmm. while you're sitting there having a conversation with them. So it is a lot different than anything we've seen. Like, we used to have the festivals. We go out there, we see their art, but we wouldn't see them actually doing it.
We would
actually see them actually doing the art right then and
there. And that's kind of dope.
Yeah, so it's a really good spot to go to. I enjoy it myself. It's just it's just cool to walk around. It's an hour I spent enjoying myself. So
exactly.
Shout out to Low Mills.
That's and that's something job. That you would probably necessarily think that you would run into.
Right.
Where, you know, where you were. You know what I'm saying?
So, and you said it's on the Gulf, right?
No, this is in Huntsville.
Oh, it's in Huntsville. Okay. Part of the state. Okay.
Yeah. And the Gulf of Alabama, I heard, is a very beautiful place.
Oh, the Gulf is an awesome place to visit. I've heard this. I've had great times on the Gulf.
Hey, you shout out to my old roommate, Bernard. He lives in Fairhope, Alabama. So right there on the Gulf.
Right on the Gulf. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think we had a splendid review of this. I think this is, I'm comfortable saying this is one of the better whiskeys that I've had in quite a while. So, I think speaking to the frequency, like Bo was saying earlier, I think this definitely is probably going to be just for the summer, like unless there's just nothing else left and I might just sip it in the wintertime. But definitely something I can sit outside. I know that these guys said on the deck, I'm going to keep it real. I say I'm going to sit in my driveway in front of the house on some real ghetto shit. I'm going to be sitting on the side of the house with a barbecue pit and have this. I think definitely in an old fashioned or any kind of mixture that would make it even more summery. Probably it'd just be it'd be great.
I like it neat.
I like it neat too, but I want to try it. I want to try this some other stuff.
I don't want to mix this with anything.
Nah, I have to.
But it should, because of the sweetness, I don't want to mix it.
Okay, I can.
But see, that's why I would mix it. You know, again, different palates, right? Different people like, you know, like you say, always. Angry Pencil always says, drink what you like, how you like, right?
Yeah, you have to.
You know, you have to, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and like me, I typically like to mix the sweeter thing. You know, sweeter ones, just because. You know, it's the same reason I drink Diet Pop. People would look at it, why you drink Diet Pop? Mm-hmm. Just because I don't like all that sweetness. You know what I mean? That's the only reason. But yeah.
For sure. All right, well, this has been another great episode, though, and I've been turned on to something that I've never heard of, so this is always exciting. And I don't know how many people are watching, but right now when you're watching it, if you've even ever heard of this, drop us a comment below. Don't forget, again, if you are watching, like, share, and subscribe. All right, so again, I told you last week we are going to be starting some giveaways. In order to do that, you do have to be a subscriber, but the only thing you have to do to win what we're giving away is like, share, and subscribe.
If you don't, you might have some visitors, you know.
We go see a boy.
I'm a big scary dude, you know. You don't want to see me walking up your driveway 10:37 p.m. you know what I mean.
On that note, shout out to Big Jeff, man, for doing this thing in the distillery.
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, this is really good whiskey. Make sure you check it out. Find them on social media somewhere, or if you're in the Alabama area, make sure you pull up to Low Mills and grab you a bottle yourself. Yeah, that's it. We out here. We're going to continue to drink some whiskey and smoke some cigars and, you know, do stuff that we do. Till the next time, man, you already know what it is. BBW. Everyone loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey. Shout out to my man, Angry Principal, in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
My man, Bo, holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy, Q Lewis, holding it down live from the 48205. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.